Okay, this one is Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, 12-16, 1953. 71-year-old gentleman originally from Houston. He worked for City of Houston for years. He's single. He has two children. Period. In the paragraph, he lives by himself. He does have a caretaker. That says about his needs, period. He has been on peritoneal dialysis for the past 2 years. He's on the transplant list. He suffers from hypertension, diabetes, protein, calorie, malnutrition, vitamin D, hypocalcemia. Surgery, no recent surgery. Family history, both mom and dad died of old age. Allergy, none. Vaccinations up to date per dialysis center. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol, lives with alone, but has a daughter that's able to come around and check on him. His biggest problem is his knee pain, his severe knee pain, left greater than right. Was told that one time he has gout. He also is on pain medication, Norco 10-325, to help with his back pain, leg pain, hip pain, and right-sided leg pain. Medications include calcium, Lasix 40 milligram once a day, calcifitrol, Lasix 40 milligram once a day, Losartan 50 milligram a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, Lipitor 20 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram a day, Neurontin 300 TID, Coric 25 BID, and Allopurinol 100 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day. His blood pressure is 154 over 100 or 2-side 90, pulse is 101. Heart pulses, one pulse is 2, lungs feel ronchi, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. On the calcium, change that to, from calcium to vitamin D. Cholecalciferol, 15 milligram. Okay, so assessment. Here we have a 71-year-old gentleman with hemodialysis. With renal insufficiency, hypertension, diabetes, no longer taking any medication for his blood sugar, diabetic neuropathy, BPH, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, blood pressure out of control, volume overload, and COPD, period. The paragraph, he's undergoing peritoneal dialysis right this time. He has severe pain, taking Norco 10-325 on a regular basis. He's also scheduled for, he's on the transplant list and would like to continue with aggressive care regarding his dialysis and transplant list in the future, period. In the paragraph, he was referred back to his PCP regarding his blood pressure and or dialysis center to manage his blood pressure because it appears to be out of control at this time. Thank you.